Hello and welcome to Ex-Tumblr Girls, a podcast hosted by two ex-Tumblr girls turned modern Tumblr women who sport lying online.
And in real life.
If you feel like it. I'm your host, Tori.
I'm your host, Carly.
Let's talk about Tumblr. We've been away from the mic for a little bit because I got ill.
Yeah, so, you really did.
So we had to post an episode we recorded 2 weeks ago last week. So hope you guys didn't miss us too bad.
We're back.
And we've had, life has gone on in these 2 weeks. So we have much to chit chat about.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about it, I'm like, I really didn't do too much in the past 2 weeks, but we'll still find things to talk about.
I've watched a lot of TV.
Okay, well, you want to talk about your new favorite show?
Yes, I do. I would really like to. I have finally watched Yellow Jackets, and I think in the episode you mentioned it, I asked, do you think my mom would like it? And my mom does like it. She really loves it. Well, we watch it together.
I'm very glad. It is not a show that my mom would like. our moms are very different. But I'm really glad that you guys have found and enjoyed the show. And now you know why I was urging you to watch it so much.
Yes. I think when I told my mom, I was like, Carly said it's really, like, gory, like, at times. And I don't think it fazed her as much as she thought it was going to. Mm-hmm. And now that, like, it's gone from less, like, visually gory to, like, ethically concerning gore.
Yeah.
I think we're enjoying it a lot. Yeah.
I just get really skeeved out by, like, broken bones and, like, limbs that have been crushed. Maybe that's just me.
The first episode was probably the hardest one to watch.
Yeah. I think the plane crash was really, like, the worst in terms of gore. And then after that, it just gets disturbing. If you haven't seen it, like, this is just a sign to go watch it because we're going to be talking about it as the weeks go on because season two is airing right now. And it'll probably be very spoilery.
Yeah, this is just going to become the intro of The Last of Us again. Because we love a weekly TV show.
I know. And I'm honestly, I'm happy that streaming services are doing weekly again because binging worked for some shows, but it's a lot more exciting to have it come out weekly. And the more theories will come out and the headcanons and all of that. And it's so fun on Tumblr, too.
Like, I loved getting to binge season one in, like, three nights. But now I have so much to blog about week to week. Yeah. And it was, like, the same when I was watching Daisy Jones. Was that, like, I had those 2 weeks where there were gaps between the episodes. And I had time to blog.
Yeah.
Loving it. And there's so many good, like, connecting pieces of media that people like can make edits about. Oh my god, I think I've said this before on here, but like I really fucking wish I knew how to make GIFs because all I want is to make like a million different Yellow Jackets edits with Ethel Cain lyrics on them.
That's a really good idea. I was actually looking for like Yellow Jackets screen caps to make edits and there are none. I couldn't find any. I found someone like Google Images, but they're pretty low quality and only of specific scenes that were like promoed or in trailers. So I might have to. I don't know if Showtime lets you screenshot.
I don't know.
But I will have to be doing some searching because I also have a lot of edit ideas that I haven't been able to bring to fruition yet.
Yeah, rest assured, we will become Yellow Jackets edit makers in the one way or another. Something else I have been blogging about, not as heavily, even close, is the Barbie trailer. I love the Barbie trailer.
I've loved like all of the edits that have come out of it. Like the one generator. I don't think it's like.
Yeah, the selfie generator.
Yeah, I've seen a ton with like the Yellow Jackets characters too.
Yes, I saw that too.
I'm so excited for that movie. And I didn't realize that Greta Gerwig was the director. And now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super excited. It comes out the week of my birthday.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'll be coming back.
I'm gonna have a Barbie themed birthday.
That's a great idea. I'll come back for that. I'll dress like
Hell
Barbie.
Yeah. And Ty can be Ken.
Yeah.
He's just Ken.
Yeah. I'll let him know. Well, actually, he'll probably find out when he listens. And
yeah,
he won't have a choice.
Hi, Ty. You have a new show obsession that I'm really curious to hear about.
It's not a show. It is a documentary called Puff Wonders of the Reef. I saw it on Netflix. It was in, like, the award section, like, Emmy-nominated or Oscar-nominated section. It's a documentary about the Great Barrier Coral Reef in Australia.
Yeah.
And the thing that like makes it different, I guess, from other documentaries is they use like really intense like macro cameras so that they can record like the tiniest creatures and like life forms in the coral reef. And they follow this little pufferfish named Puff through his, you know, his life. I don't know if they followed the same exact fish or if they just...
I have to imagine they did not.
I'll have to look into it. But, you know, suspension of disbelief, that was Puff the pufferfish. And you see him, like, from an egg to an adult. And it was just so emotional. It was beautiful. And just seeing, like, how small they can get. And this is stuff that, like, has never been seen before, these, like, really small life forms. And it was just crazy. You'll just have, like, if you just look up a trailer, you'll see some of the footage that they got. It looks like aliens. Like, it's just really crazy. And I recommend everybody go watch it. It's a short documentary. I'm not really a nature documentary person, but it called to me. And I'm so glad I watched it because... I love Puff.
I saw like a, I don't know if it was on the like 2 minutes a week I spend on Twitter or if it was on Tumblr, that I saw a picture of a fish and it was like the deepest sea fish that has ever been spotted. And that shit looked fucking weird.
Yeah. All of like, they showed these like little tiny crabs that are like less than a centimeter. And I'm like, I didn't even know there were crabs that were less than a centimeter long, but they'd exist and they're really weird looking.
My favorite science fact is that evolution has turned into crabs several times in several different like paths. So like not all crabs are like genealogically the same, where it's like several branches of evolution have turned into crabs.
It makes sense because they're really weird looking and it makes sense that they come from, you know, different animals. But I think the craziest part of the documentary was probably the time lapses of the coral, because the coral is alive.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy. Like there were so many times when I was watching and I was just like, what the fuck is that? It just was like really bizarre looking. I really recommend it. There's no fandom for it on Tumblr, unfortunately. I looked. It might be a little too niche for that.
Well, my sister loves nature documentaries, so she will talk about the coral reef anytime.
Okay, well, let her know about this documentary if she hasn't watched it yet, and we'll text.
I sure will. What else? Oh. Okay, you use Tumblr mainly on desktop, and you have an ad blocker, so you haven't seen some of the Tumblr ads.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, they're getting the Tumblr-made ones are getting so fucking weird, but the Tumblr, like, paid ones are getting awful. So all last week, every paid ad I saw was for intermittent fasting and like losing tummy weight.
I've seen those too on mobile.
And I was like, this is the worst website in the fucking world to advertise dieting and like weight loss.
Yeah. And it's all like, there's not any shred of like truth to any of the ads. Like, they're the most basic, like, clickbaity ads I've ever seen.
They're so strange. And then also that one picture of an elephant, which I guess is an ad for a documentary about elephants.
I don't know.
I just scroll right past it. My new favorite one is on the Your Tags tab of the app. The ad is just a white screen that says life-changing ad for Tumblr merch store V3 final final 2 JPEG.
What? I have not seen that one.
So they're not even advertising the merch store anymore. They just made like a shit post for it.
Is it a shitpost or is it like a glitch? Because I wouldn't be surprised if it's a glitch.
Well, if you click it, it goes to the merch store. So I think it's just a shitpost.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's just Tumblr's product team.
I don't know. It's been up for a few days.
Interesting.
Instead of the one that says like, we sell crabs. Or like the one of the horse in socks.
Tumblr needs help. They need to be put down.
They need to let us assume ownership.
Yes, they really do.
It's disturbing. I got a supported ad for, there's like a Tumblr sponsored podcast called This Week on Tumblr. And I guess it's been around since before us, but like, cancel your fucking show. You have us now.
Yeah. And I really doubt that anybody's listening to it.
No, they're posting it as an audio post on Tumblr. Yeah, like, babes, no. You're looking for our audience. Speaking of our audience, one of our listeners found my Tumblr this week.
It's so crazy.
I know.
I thought it was going to be a little bit longer until people found us, but I guess not.
I did politely ask said listener how they found it so that I can make sure it doesn't happen again. But they were super nice. They promised to keep my blog a secret of ours. So shout out to that listener. Thanks for listening. We love to have you here.
I'm still safe for now.
Yeah, and don't look at my archive.
You shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah, you have my URL, but do not go looking. Any exciting weekend plans? We're recording on a Sunday, which is unusual for us.
Yeah, it's Easter Sunday, and I'm definitely not doing anything Easter related. No. But I am doing a wine tasting tonight.
So fun.
I got the wine myself, and I'm like curating everything. West Coast wine tasting. I'm pretending like I know what I'm doing. I really don't know what I'm doing. I just picked the wines at the liquor store that were like highly rated. And I'm like, okay, I'll pick that one.
That's so fun and cute.
Yeah. So I'm having a few friends over. We're going to taste some wines because we're doing 6 wines. And once you open the bottle, you can't really leave it unopened for too long. So I'm hoping that we could at least get a few of them down to a reasonable level, because I'm going to have to drink a lot of wine this week.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you. What about you?
I'm not doing much today. I am taking a little staycation from work this week. It was kind of like my turn on the team to take some days off. And so I'm just kind of chilling. I've been crocheting more. Nice. I am going thrifting tomorrow with a friend. And I went to a concert in a church basement last night, which was quite the experience. I had a lot of fun. So maybe I will be convinced to go to more like smaller shows, but I don't think I have the tolerance to become a basement show person, because I don't like being sweaty.
Yeah, I can imagine that it's uncomfortable.
everyone is like, oh, you gotta go to like the underground basement shows. Like, I would really rather not.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Like, and you're like a concert fun. You're like a really avid concert goer.
Yeah,
you know,
but the thing
like.
Is I enjoy my luxuries. But speaking of concerts, I am actually gonna sound crazy, but 5 Seconds of Summer announced a tour and they're coming to the East Coast while I'm in fucking Europe for 2 weeks. And so I am legitimately considering buying a flight to Houston to see them in Texas.
You know, that is some dedication that I will never have for any band.
I but just, if you're like, willing, I love them.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I think last tour I paid $70 including fees for general admission.
It's not bad.
And I've heard that shows in Houston are cheaper. Okay. So who's to say? I don't know. It's not going to be cheaper once I pay for a hotel for the night.
Yeah. And you'll be in Texas.
Yeah. But such is life. You got to have little adventures sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe. Anything else? I've been drawing knives.
I love that.
I got.
And they're beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love knives. In a totally not threatening way. I just like the way they look. I got a new sketchbook for my birthday from my boyfriend. And I'm going to be filling it with knives and other drawings of things if I want to draw anything besides knives in the future. But right now I'm on a knives kick.
You should design a really gorgeous dagger that I could get as a tattoo.
I can totally do that. I'm thinking the next one I want to draw, I want to add like keychains to it. Make it a little girly
so
knife.
So cute. I'm actually going to get a new tattoo in a couple days.
Oh, really? What are you getting?
Yeah, I'm getting a big butterfly on the top of my thigh. Ooh, it's going to be my first big one.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
No, I really wish I had the money for tattoos right now. Once I get a full-time job.
You have two very slayful, quite large tattoos.
Yeah. I mean, the one on my arm isn't too big, but the one on my leg was a lot. That was like 4 hours of very much painful tattoo.
I'm anticipating mine only take like 2 max maybe 3 hours, but I guess I could be wrong.
The reason why mine took a long time was because I was at a tattoo convention and it was really cramped and it just wasn't the most comfortable. I had to like take a lot of breaks because I was really uncomfortable and my head was resting on the table of the stand next to us. it was really, you know, it's probably not something I would do again. If I went to another tattoo convention, I'd get something like on my arm or something where I didn't have to lay down. It was also like on the back of my like on my calf, and that's just like one of the most painful spots. At least, I mean, it's the most painful tattoo of the two ones I have. And I've heard that it's a painful, a spot that a lot of people find painful. So just pro tip. I mean, not really pro, but a tip.
Yeah, I am. This is going to be my first one with like very heavy shading. So I'm curious if it'll hurt more, but I don't know. I've had my knee tattooed and I didn't really think it hurt.
Yeah. So I think you'll be fine.
I think I'll be fine. Should we introduce what this week's topic is?
Yeah, I think the listeners may have a little bit of a hint from our intro.
Ah, yes. I always forget we bury the lead.
Yeah.
But it's just silly. So this week we're talking about all the silly lies that people tell on the internet.
We are both proponents of lying for fun.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with lying on the internet. And I think that the difference between lying now and lying back then was that when we were like 12 to 15, we believed everything we read.
Genuinely.
Some of the ones we'll be talking about are pretty obviously fake, but other ones I still believed, even though they were pretty obvious, because I was a child. Very gullible child.
Truly, when I was 12 to 13 to 14 on Tumblr, you could tell me basically anything, and I would be like, well, I don't think they're lying. And now I read things, and it's just like, it makes me laugh so hard how painfully obvious it is that it's fucking made up.
Yeah. But we love a good story. And sometimes you have to lie for that. And that's okay.
And I think, especially if you're a girly, then you get to lie online. I think it's just part of the fun.
Yeah. It's fun, easy, and free.
Fun, easy, and free. So... let's start talking about some of the most amazing lies we've ever heard on the internet.
I would like to start with...
You start.
I would like to start with Alexandria's Genesis.
This is what I believed.
I believed this too. I remember reading the post that went viral on Tumblr probably like within my first year of being on Tumblr. Yeah. It was an old one. For those of you who don't know, Alexandria's Genesis was a genetic mutation that caused you to have purple eyes. That was the main part of it, but also you didn't grow any facial body or, you know, any type of hair except for on your head and your eyebrows, which makes total sense. Total sense.
Yeah.
You also didn't have your period. And you're ironically fertile. That's what the post says. Ironically fertile. I'm just going to read a few sentences from the original post. Some sources say that the condition results in skin immune to tanning and burning and is shimmering and white in nature. So I guess only white people can have this. Only women are affected. And the affected are said to stop aging at around 50 years, and they can reach 130 years to 150 years of age. They are immune to a lot of diseases, and they won't gain extra weight and will retain a perfect figure no matter their level of food consumption. All things like, that totally make sense.
Someone was like, how can I be a sexy, skinny vampire with purple eyes and don't have to deal with my period? And also, I'm going to give it a fake name and say it exists.
Yeah. And you know what? I did believe this one. I think I started, like, I maybe saw a post that was, like, debunking it. And it was like, this isn't possible. And I was like, yeah, I guess it probably isn't possible. But I still wanted it to be me. Like, I wanted Alexandria's Genesis.
Yeah, literally all the symptoms were like, I see no flaws.
Yeah. Another thing is that it was, the legend has it that it originated a millennia ago in Egypt, which doesn't really make sense that it only affects white people. But, you know.
I never even thought about that.
The affected people were then considered the spirit people who went to the north and later on disappeared. A child named Alexandria with purple eyes was born, who later on gave birth to girls with the condition, and that was around 1329 in England.
What?
Or so this post says.
What the
yeah,
fuck?
I don't know. But my God, did I want this to be me. I was like, I don't want to have my period, but I still want kids, and I don't want to have any body hair. It's a shame that that's completely fake.
Yeah, I think if I could have a disorder that made me not have to shave my legs, not get my period, and have purple eyes, I would do it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, this is a lie.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up that they baited us like that.
Yeah, unless any of our listeners out there have this disease and want to provide proof, we can have you on the pod.
Yeah, hit us up if you have Alexandria's Genesis.
Maybe one of you does have this and we're the liars.
I think honestly, even if you just have purple eyes and none of the other symptoms, fucking send us a selfie.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like me to go next?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually chose this one because I've never read it before. And I don't know if it was originally on Tumblr because it looks like it was reposted on Reddit. But I figured it wasn't necessarily that important where it came from.
Probably
because
not.
These things circulate like copy pasta. So I haven't read this one all the way through. I kind of scanned through it and I was like, this is fucking hilarious. Let's do it. So the post says, my high school hosted a talent show every year, and each act had a limit of 3 to 5 minutes. One kid was doing karate and this whole dance routine with it. We all loved this because before him, there were about a million people singing and we were all very bored. We all thought it was good and enjoyed it, but then his music stopped and he motioned for them to keep going. He had already been at this for about 5 minutes. Teacher and staff were trying to tell him he needed to leave and get off the stage, but he didn't know much English and didn't understand them, so he just kept going, no music, and we all started to cheer and stuff. Then teachers went on stage to try and bring him off, and right then, as a teacher was literally trying to pull him off, it had been about 10 to 15 minutes at this point, he started doing push-ups with two fingers and then just his thumbs. Then we all stood up and applauded, encouraging him to keep going. And the guy in the music booth, who was also a high schooler, started playing his music again, and he straight up did this act for like 30 minutes. By then, school was ending, and we all got to vote on our favorite act to perform again at our next assembly. He won by a landslide.
Oh my god, I want to meet this guy. He sounds awesome.
I know. If I could do push-ups, well, first of all, he can do karate. Which is cool. And then he can also do push-ups on two fingers or just his thumbs.
Yeah, that takes some serious strength.
And I want to know, like, is he karate fighting off the teachers? Or are they just in awe of the thumb push-ups and won't get close?
You know, that's a really good question. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe he's doing karate with his feet. And I don't know.
Push-ups with his hands.
I'm trying to imagine it. I mean, obviously anything is possible. So maybe doing like handstand push-up, like a little burpee at like moment.
And dude, this went on for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
He's committed.
And then school ended.
I can only do maybe like 2 push-ups and I have to be on my knees for them.
Oh, I can't do any push-ups. I have to do physical therapy for my back, and I have to do this one stretch that genuinely gives me wrist and shoulder pain after, like, maybe 20 seconds.
And that's okay, you know?
We're not workout stresses.
No. Me and Tori were talking earlier about how I ran a 5K, and she was just as surprised as I was when I signed up for it.
Like, I don't know how I just totally missed this, because the thing was, you said it was in 2019.
Yeah, something like that. 2019.
I was with you that 4th of July.
Yeah, because I did it in the morning. Another crazy concept. It must have been like 7 or 8 in the morning. What the fuck?
I don't know how I just totally either didn't know that you ran the 5K that morning, or I just completely like deleted that memory.
Oh, I won a bronze medal, actually.
There's oh my god.
I'll post a picture or I'll just send it to you. Yeah, I won
so
the bronze
medal. So we all know
medal.
That she's not lying.
I am not lying. This is not a lie.
Do you want to share another lie?
I will. I will do this is one of the most popular Tumblr lies, I would say. Appa homeless style. I don't know if you know this one.
So wait, you put this in our notes and I actually don't recall this at all.
I vaguely remember it, but it was one that was circulating a few years ago and people were like making fun of them. But I don't remember it when it originally came out.
Yeah, a few years ago is classically when I was not on Tumblr at the moment. Okay.
All right, this is Appa homeless style. I had a good day of tips waitressing for once, so I gave a homeless man $20 on the walk home. Homeless man. There must be a mistake. Me. No mistake. I can afford to cut back a little. Have a wonderful day. Homeless man, tearing up. Suddenly, a shrieky little voice rang out. A pasty dude wearing a trench coat and fedora barreled toward
me. Pasty dude.
I don't know. Dipshit. The fuck are you doing? He yanked the 20 bill from the homeless man's grip, slicing his fingers on the paper. He stuffed the bloody bill in my face. No, no. You worked for this money while he sat on his ass and jerked off. You keep it. I don't know why he was jerking off, but... He threw the money in my face. Me. What the fuck is your problem, asshole? Dipshit. Listen to me, you fucking useless female. I'm from New York City, where the homeless have the decency to try and work for money. Whether it's shining your shoes, cleaning your windshield, or just doing a little dance on the street corner. I once saw a man with one leg hop in a circle for hours to make $6 and change. That's the difference between a classy homeless person and a bum. Me. Well, this is my money. I earned it. I'll use it any way I like. How do you get your money if you're so important? Dipshit. I don't need a job because my mom gives me money. A crowd had formed. As they always do. Everyone was glaring at this scumbag and a few were even cheering me on. Homeless man. You want to dance, you little prick? Everyone turned to see the homeless man rising to his feet. To our amazement, he began to perform a pitch-perfect Korean-style dance. Appa homeless style. The crowd erupted. We all began to join in the dance, save for dipshit, who turned bright purple. Everyone, up, 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 appa homeless style. I threw my $20 at the homeless man's feet. Everyone else followed suit, tossing money at him. A woman in a suit gave him her gold watch. Dipshit took off running while the rest of us danced into the night. And that is the legendary Oklahoma style.
I had a thought somewhere during there, but I already forget it. Of the list of things people do for money,
it was... shining your shoes, cleaning your windshield, or just doing a little dance.
Who the fuck still cleans people's shoes?
I don't know. Maybe back in like 2013 when this was originally posted, that was still a thing.
Like, hello? But I just can't think of something more offensive than going up a homeless style.
I don't know. I don't know why they thought of that. Like, why couldn't he just do Appa Gangnam style? Why did it have to be a homeless style? I love this
pitch perfect Korean dance.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. But I love that this so-called dipshit, who is, that's how they refer to them in the post, is not only a, you know, a dipshit, but he's also a misogynist because he calls her a useless fucking, or a fucking useless female. And he's also a New Yorker.
He has so much lore of his own.
Yeah. I want to, you know, I want a whole post about dipshit's backstory.
Yeah, for real.
And he was wearing a fedora and a trench coat.
But yeah, expect that one. This is a short one. And again, I just kind of pulled everything I could find from Tumblr because I have one that's like the piece de resistance of fake posts coming up later. That's my absolute favorite. But this is a similar one. So a little foreshadowing, if you will. Story time. The day is Saturday morning in a Starbucks filled with half asleep teenagers and nobody else. It's only about 10 people. I order my coffee, and for the sheer impulse of it, I placed my name in as Brown Bear, what do you see?
What?
The woman looks at me like I'm a sociopath, but writes it down anyways. A few minutes go by, and I get my name called. Once she says my quote-unquote name, about 5 seconds later, the entire Starbucks just screams, "Oh!" Except for one person on a laptop. They didn't know this joke. They look up in literal terror, face pale. They grab their coffee and laptop and just bolt out of the door. I love memes so much.
I don't know that meme. What is that meme?
I don't know.
Wait, brown bear, what do you see? And then they say all? Like A-L-L?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is... what? But I love how so many of these posts happen in a Starbucks.
Oh, it's always in a Starbucks. Wait, let me look up the meme. Oh, it's really stupid. It's just ugly.
Is it originally from like a Eric Carle book?
Well, Brown Bear, yeah.
Okay.
But this meme, it says, well, it's just this horrible meme. And then the caption on Tumblr is, I just woke up my whole house.
You know what? Okay.
But everyone in the Starbucks, the 10 half-asleep teenagers knew it.
Yeah.
Except for the one guy on his laptop who fucking bolted after.
Yeah, he was terrified. Say, oh. You know, I also probably would be terrified. I don't think I would bolt. But you know what? The added drama is nice.
Kind of on par with the era where people would say their name was Primrose Everdeen at Starbucks. Yes. And then when they would go, like, drink for Primrose Everdeen, they would go, I volunteer as tribute!
I remember. Luckily, I had never seen that in person. I just heard of it.
Yeah, but that one I do believe probably actually happened. Yeah. I don't think they were lying.
No, I can see it. Especially if they're on Tumblr, I could see it.
Yeah. You have another one in a Starbucks, right?
I do. This one is also pretty short. OMG, I was at Starbucks and there was this girl and she had her hair in a bun and had a crop top with flowers on it and I hissed, hipster blog. And she turned around and snarled, fandom blog. And then we shook hands and exchanged URLs. Her Tumblr is pretty nice. I don't see why there's a rivalry. We're all wasting our lives on the same goddamn website. Almost 500,000 notes on this post.
She growled. Fandom blog. The only two kinds of blogs, famously.
Yeah. I do remember back, like, there was more, I wouldn't really call it a rivalry, but there were a few posts where people would, like, make fun of, like, hipster blogs. I never really saw hipster blogs making fun of fandom blogs because they were too busy reblogging pretty pictures.
I do wonder, though, if they were like, those fucking weirdos.
Probably. Like, I doubt they would hiss at somebody in a Starbucks. Also, these people are pretty, should be glad that they're not just hissing at random strangers who don't have any, like, idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, you see a girl with a floral crop top and a bun, and you're like, that bitch is on Tumblr. Fuck you. The final Starbucks one, which is my favorite Starbucks one. It's a little bit of a longer one. And I'm sure a lot of you have already heard this. But I am going to read the whole thing.
Because you have to.
It is so goddamn funny. Okay. And this got passed around on like a lot of websites. But I do think that it originated on Tumblr because of the format.
I do think it did originate on Tumblr.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I can't think of someone on a different social media platform that would come up with such an elaborate lie. This is called The Time I Publicly Destroyed a Bigot in Starbucks. Captioned, this might sound fake, but I assure you, my life is stranger than fiction. Me, minding my own beeswax. I'll get a large warm milk, please. Some guy, under his breath. Warm milk? Get a life. They don't even sell that here. Barista, actually, yeah, we do sell warm milk. Does that bother you? Some guy, rolls eyes. Imagine actually drinking that. Me, I don't have to imagine. Grabs my warm milk and takes a good sassy swig. The guy notices my ace pin. Oh, so you're an ace kit? You don't just... So you just don't get laid? That figures. Me, yep, I'm a proud ace-git, and that has nothing to do with my preferences in beverages. Woman behind me, did you seriously just call that person an ace-git? What kind of world are we living in? Me, yep, I'm used to it, though. That's what you get for being openly asexual, it seems. The guy, I'm literally a gay man, and I won't let you Jesus freak aces shame me for having gay sex. People like you are hurting my community. I'm going to go have sex with my boyfriend. Me. Buddy, you were the one shaming me for buying warm milk, and now you're shoving the image of sex down a sex-repulsed ace's throat. Not a good look. And yes, I'm a proud Jesus freak. Woman, I've been an out asexual woman since the 80s, and let me tell you, Mr. Gay, we have done nothing but further acceptance for your community and carry your community on our backs.
Wow.
Me, you have the nerve to talk down to an asexual elder? Really? Barista, throws water on bigoted guy. Barista, well, I might lose my job for this, but at least I can say it was worth it. Me, picks up my warm milk and pours it on his head. Bigot, I hate asexuals and asexuality. You are not even human. Me, loudly and proudly, another warm milk, please, on the house. I think I'm owed it. Barista, you know it. Bigot storms out crying.
Did the whole Starbucks erupt in applause?
Actually, you know what? It didn't say. It ended in
claps. It's just implied.
I suppose. Well, yeah, no, it didn't end in applause. What the hell?
I'm surprised.
Why did no one clap?
I mean, the ace get totally owned, Mr. Gay. I want to know if the usage of the term ace-git. I want to know if the usage of the term ace-git, you know, had a rise after this post, because I think it was at zero.
I can't imagine it did.
It went from 0 to 1, and it was this post.
Yeah, literally.
I love the Mr. Gay. That was a turn that I wasn't expecting. Yeah, didn't
Mr.
remember.
Gay. Stop shoving your sex images of sex down a sex-repulsed ace's throat. And yes, I am a Jesus freak.
Iconic.
But, like, I can't imagine anyone actually getting upset that we use this slur that definitely doesn't exist.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to send me an ask in the Tumblr girls explaining anything, you totally can. I might not read it. But I love, like, ace-git is just so funny.
Because it's like, it's the F slur, but with ace in it.
Yeah.
But like, doing the math on that, wouldn't then it just be gag-it?
You know, we never use slurs on this podcast unless they're funny, like ace-git, and not
unless
actually
they're not
used.
Real.
Yeah, they're lies.
Like, yeah, like, we're not gonna say slurs, but if you're gonna make one up that's so absurd and actually doesn't mean anything, then maybe I might repeat it.
Maybe.
But I also, part of this post that is funny to me is, like, the ace elder saying, we carried your community on our backs, Mr. Gay. And I was like, I don't think that part's true either.
No, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, okay.
It's just no part of this is true.
No. But I love the
but
creativity.
That's what makes it so funny. And also that all of this is happening because they ordered a warm milk.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, they don't even sell that here. Yeah, they do, actually.
Who knew warm milk was so controversial?
I know, and then he had to go and be making it about being ace. Mr. Gay.
Mr. Gay.
Jeez.
All right. We have another one. One more from the old Tumblr days. The Down With Cis Bus. All right. Here's a thing that happened to one of my friends. I was there. Basically, we were walking down the sidewalk.
Hold on. It happened to one of my friends, but I was there.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen to me.
Yes. Important distinction.
Just an observer.
Basically, we were walking down the sidewalk, talking about something meaningless. I think it had to do with the movie. I love the setup. Then this bus screeches up, stops next to us, and a bunch of people with Down With Cis shirts climbed out and started beating him up. I was punched and kicked a bit too, but I managed to avoid brutalization by going for their faces. After figuring out what's happening, I started attacking them back, getting them off of him. He was quite injured, but I called 911 and he made a full recovery at the hospital. I was fine, with only a cut on my arm that they patched up. And that's the whole post.
No explanation whatsoever.
No. I actually saw this post circulating a couple days ago because it was like the 8th anniversary. It was on the 4th of April, 2015. And I just love that these people just make shit up to make themselves oppressed. Like, down with cis. Are you kidding me?
It's like they don't even explain. Like, they don't even make it clear who's wearing the down with cis shirt. Like, we can infer that they're saying it's a bus full of, you know, trans or non-binary or gender non-conforming people saying down with cis. But I think it'd be even fucking funnier if it was a bus full of cisgender people wearing down with cis shirts, yeah, just so that they could attack anyone they wanted.
I just, you know, I wish I was there. This would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I would have liked to observe. My brain went cis on cis crime.
But you know what? I'm glad that his friend has made a full recovery besides being brutalized.
Yeah, and he came away with only a cut on his arm, even though he went for their faces.
Yeah, and he was punched and kicked a bit too.
But only one scratch on the arm, luckily. Yeah. Actually, quite a strong, I would say, maybe even a invincible person to maybe get taken on by the down by cis bus and come out only scathed.
Yeah, he needs to follow up with us.
Yeah, I need way more information from this story.
Yeah. Great. So those are all of the OG Tumblr era lies. But the lies have not stopped on the internet.
No. Not honestly, the Heritage posts, I think, will remain the funniest because people did, like, some people being us did believe some of these stories. Not like the down with cis bus. No one believed that shit ever.
Yeah.
But like, Alexandria's Genesis was an easy lie to feed 12-year-olds. But nowadays, the lies are just way funnier, and they're more of like a mass hysteria than they are a lie, per se.
Yeah.
Like, recently, if you're an active Tumblr user, you might recall, we actually mentioned it, I think, on like the first or second episode of the pod, that there was a fake movie circulating around called Goncharov. You know, prod Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Classically. And it was not so much like a fully made up lie, so much as it was based off of a pair of boots with a really weird tag. But everyone came together to collectively make up a plot for Goncharov with characters and ships and, you know, homoerotic subtexts. And even I blogged Goncharov because I was so in it. I know you love the phrase suspension of disbelief, but like, Goncharov really asked for it. Yeah. I came through.
Yeah. It was, people were dedicated to that shit. Like, the amount of time that people dedicated to something that literally did not exist, you know, I applaud them.
Everyone clapped. The fan art was honestly really good for Goncharov, of Katya and whatever the other woman was.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the details of the movie.
Yeah, neither do I. I read a lot of posts about it, but I didn't retain anything.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of died down now. I see an occasional Goncharov post.
Yeah, probably Goncharov was short-lived.
Probably once like the first anniversary of it comes around. You know, true, we'll see the posts start to circulate again. But that actually went on for a good while. Maybe like a month.
Yeah, I would say like,
which is like a long time in the internet.
Long in the terms of like a Tumblr lifespan. Yeah. Where memes come and go by the week.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite lies on the internet that I've seen in the past few years was about Nicki Minaj's cousin's balls.
Do you have that actual tweet up?
No, I'll pull it up. Okay, there's a GQ article called Nicki Minaj's Cousin's Friend's Balls Explained. Okay, so this is the tweet. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. Like, and I don't know if she ever followed up about it. But yeah, like, I guess so Nicki Minaj clearly is an anti-vaxxer.
Like, so clearly made up. Like, in what fucking world would a vaccine for a respiratory virus give you swollen balls?
You know, I'd like to think that Nicki Minaj believed this. And really,
no, I think she did.
I think what happened was that her cousin's friend had an STD, and that's why the wedding was called off.
So true.
Because he was probably cheating. That is the more likely story. I like that she just decided that it was because of the vaccine, because that makes total sense.
Well, that's what he needed to tell himself. And then her cousin in Trinidad told her, and she was like, well, I need to tell the Barbs.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to know how many people believe this one. I'm sure there's quite a few.
Oh, God. Honestly, like, the peak anti-vaxxer time, I'm sure Republicans ate that shit up. And they were like, look at Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's balls.
We want to hear from the cousin's friend. We want to hear from him.
Yeah, I want to hear from his ex-fiance.
Yeah, I need the whole story. Did she get the vaccine? Like, I need to know.
Yeah, what happened to her balls?
Oh my God.
Some other lies I see frequently on the internet that I don't have any, like, primary source material for at hand is whenever people talk about telling their kids about some, like, complicated political situation and their kid says something, like, really insightful, you know, yeah. When they'll be like, oh, my kid came home from school today and they said, Mommy, I just learned about racism and I just don't understand why people think we're genetically different than each other at, like, 6 years old.
And a lot of times they're from people that, like, probably don't have kids because they get, like, the ages completely wrong. And it's like, my 3-year-old said this. I'm like, your 3-year-old probably cannot say the complexity of these sentences that you're coming up with.
Yeah, like, I used to work in childcare, and some of the 5-year-olds didn't know their own fucking birthday.
Yeah. They probably could not explain racism or really any systemic issues.
No. And, like, granted, I know kids can be smart, and kids are a lot more open-minded, but your kid is not having critical thoughts on political, like, hot-button issues.
Yeah. And if he's not, he should be on some TV show.
Yeah. But, like, people really, they'll tweet it, and they really like to pretend like it's real.
Yeah. People do anything for those likes, which I get.
And then,
you know,
people get really mad that they're like, how dare you bother your children with this information? It's like, it's not fucking true, dude.
Like, yeah. It does sometimes surprise me how many people actually still believe, like, the tweets that they see just with no context whatsoever. They're just, they just assume that it's real. I also think that there's some lies, like, especially on TikTok, people will actually, like, orchestrate full scenes with actors and shit. And they will, like, put their full production OC into
it. That's so true. That is so true. Some of the, like, in public interactions that, yeah, like, absolutely clearly scripted.
Yeah. And some of these people are not good actors whatsoever.
No.
But you know what? Teenagers are really gullible.
I know. And I think I honestly hadn't even thought about that part of the, like, internet lies, because for so long people have done those, like, scripted IRL interactions. I pranked strangers. Yeah. And the person that they're trying to get attention from is, like, 7 to 11-year-olds. Yeah. And it's like, why are you stooping so low to entertain 7 to 11-year-olds?
I don't know.
Like, I get that they're profitable, which is fucked up. But, like, You don't think they could understand actual funny humor? That you have to script really weird interactions that are not even slightly plausible?
Yeah. You know, I couldn't tell you. I do love to lie, but I would never go that far.
I do love to lie. Famously, I think it's fun to, like, tell a little lie and then immediately go, that's not true.
Yeah, I just made that up. You know, I think we both talked about... What?
The one you told Ty about rats.
Oh, that rats are like the primary carrier of Lyme's disease. I really thought I read that somewhere, but I guess I didn't.
You just completely made it up.
You know, maybe somebody else made it up and I read it, or maybe I just made it up and I, you know, really just came up with this whole backstory of that I read it somewhere. But I believed it.
I love coming up with a little fact that just feels right based on vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, like rats carrying Lyme disease.
Yeah, like it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
And like, do you remember there was one post on Tumblr that it was like, science side of Tumblr explained like how soap works. And they were like, oh, well, it's not actually the soap that cleans your hands. Soap breaks the water particles down so tiny that they can get into the crevices of your hand and wash the grime away.
I do remember that. And like, that one.
My dumbass believed that one.
Yeah, me too.
I was you like, know, oh, that fucking makes sense.
Yeah, I haven't thought about soap in a bit, but I never fact checked that. And I think most people are not fact checking anything.
No, especially not on Tumblr.
Yeah. There have been a few times where I've gone out into the wilderness, into a remote cabin with no service, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. And the amount of lies I can get away with is just, it's so fun because nobody can fact check me unless they have like a freaking encyclopedia. And it's just like so fun. And I really recommend if any of you are spending any time in any remote location without service, have some fun with your lies, because nobody's going to remember to fact check you.
It's also especially rewarding to lie to men.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're gullible.
Yeah.
So, moral of the story, if you feel like telling a little lie, just post it online. Because no one can really fact check you, especially on somewhere like Tumblr where it's completely anonymous. All they can do is reply and be like, this sounds fake. And you go, well, it's not.
Yeah. Can you hear Clover meowing at the door?
No, I could not. Oh, I can now. Go get her.
Clover.
Let her meow into the mic.
Come in. Did you miss me?
Pick her up. Let her meow into the microphone.
Clover, say slay. Say slay.
Okay, well. That was very helpful, Clover.
For those who couldn't see, Carly just held up her cat to the microphone and all she did was wiggle away. And now she's leaving.
No. Well, I closed the door again. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. You're going to stay in here for the next few minutes.
Well, since Carly's cat has nothing to say, I guess that's the end of the episode.
I guess.
One day we will learn how to wrap these up in a less blunt way. But today's not that day.
And that's all right. Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited to have you here and hope you tune in again next Thursday. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Our Instagram is at xtumblrgirlspod. Our TikTok is at xtumblrgirls. And we, of course, have a Tumblr. You can find us there at xpodcastgirls.tumblr.com. We kindly ask that if you're enjoying the pod, to give us a rate or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It helps us connect with the rest of the world's ex-Tumblr girls. Come, join, be our bestie, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.